This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist to give you peace of mind. If your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone and immediately puts you in contact with a 911 operator. And it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
On Monday's front page, the options President Obama's political advisors are considering as the fall campaign heats up. Among the possibilities, television commercials saying the GOP has been all but taken over by Tea Party extremists. The great Wall Street money machine is slowing down. And for the older unemployed, it's a struggle to rejoin the workforce. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the White House is looking for ways to energize Democrats as the fall campaign gets rolling. One idea is an advertising campaign that would say Tea Party extremists have all but taken over the GOP. One Democratic strategist says the message should be it's dangerous to re-empower the Republicans right now. But Democrats are divided. Some Democrats worry a national ad campaign could backfire, and congressional candidates who are in trouble want money going directly to their local campaigns. Also on Monday's front page, Wall Street's profit engine seemed to be freezing up. After an unusually sharp slowdown in trading this summer, brokerages and investment banks are not making nearly as much money as investors had hoped. Bank analyst Meredith Whitney, who was one of the first to issue warnings about the subprime mortgage disaster, is now predicting Wall Street revenue will drop 25% for the year. Displaced Haitians are venting their frustration. In the last couple of weeks, they've written impassioned letters and stuffed them in suggestion boxes in 1,300 camps in Haiti. Times reporter Deborah Sontag says the letters are a collective cri de coeur from a population that's feeling more and more ignored. People who lose a job after age 50 fear they're facing a long, unplanned retirement. A growing number of 50 and 60-somethings need to work, but worry they've been discarded from the workforce. Roughly 15% of the nation's 14.9 million unemployed people are now over age 55. The standoff over Japan's arrest of a Chinese fishing boat captain is escalating. It's been 2 weeks since his trawler collided with two Japanese Coast Guard vessels in waters claimed by both countries. Now Beijing is suspending high-level exchanges with Japan. It's also threatening what it called strong countermeasures. In Utah, a newspaper stand on illegal immigrants has upset its conservative readership. The Deseret News has been pushing for a more tolerant policy on undocumented immigrants. That may be in part because the paper is owned by the Mormon Church. It's been working to develop strong ties to Hispanic communities. We'll go inside Monday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist. If ever your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone. Bypassing call centers, you're immediately put in contact with a 911 operator, and Sync will even deliver an urgent message to the emergency operator if you're unable to respond. That's peace of mind made possible by Sync. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Monday's Times, BP's well in the Gulf was declared dead. 5 months after the explosion that unleashed an environmental disaster, retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen said the well no longer poses a threat to the Gulf. A test confirmed cement pumped in through a relief well had formed a permanent seal to keep any more oil and gas from coming up. President Obama called it an important milestone. He said the government remained committed to doing everything possible to make sure the Gulf Coast recovers. In Iraq, bombs hit Baghdad and Fallujah. At least 35 people were killed in explosions near a cell phone company office, a security ministry branch, and by the side of a road. A hiker held in Iran for 13 months arrived in the U.S. Sarah Short said she felt only one-third free because the other two Americans arrested with her remain incarcerated in Tehran. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, in New York for the UN General Assembly, said the U.S. should now release 8 Iranians who've been detained here. He appeared on the ABC News program this week. Also here in New York, Lieutenant Governor Richard Ravitch is taking aim at Medicaid. He's not calling for reductions in benefits, but he does say Medicaid's growth is threatening the state's financial picture. In a report to be released on Monday, Ravitch says the state legislature should not be the one to set Medicaid rates. He says changing that would go a long way toward taking politics out of Medicaid. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.